news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump addressed the nation Wednesday for the first time since ordering the airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Iran's subsequent strikes attacking two Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. Trump said, quote, Iran appears to be standing down, and noted there was only minimal damage and no casualties. Even so, he said, quote, we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression. He pledged to disrupt Iranian efforts to obtain nuclear material, announced additional sanctions on Iran, and said the U.S. wouldn't escalate conflict with the country. But the speech was met with mixed reviews. There was, of course, Lindsey Graham, who couldn't get his nose far enough up the president's ass.
This speech will be talked about long after his second term. This is on par with tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. This is resetting the relationship between the world and Iran, just not the United States. The president said there's an evil empire in Iran that's bent on destroying the world, killing the people in Israel and coming after us, and I will no longer tolerate it. So this is on par with Reagan's tear down this wall speech.
Now, that would be funny if it weren't so sycophantic. As for the rest of us, well, Rolling Stone magazine described the speech as contradictory and discordant, a mishmash of chest beating, dodgy history, Pentagon humping, and empty calls for peace. And many of us couldn't even hear what he was saying over his robotic delivery, heavy breathing and sniffing, and slurred and mispronounced words, prompting terms like hashtag Sniffy McAdderall to trend on Twitter. Seriously.
In a rambling speech in which he claimed credit for ending a crisis he started, bragged about U.S. military might, announced crushing new sanctions on Iran, lied about the intelligence that led to the assassination of Soleimani, and then urged the world to strike a new peace deal with Iran. Trump claimed to want peace, but the whole thing was incoherent and bizarre. And if you were thrown off balance by Trump's wild swings from starting a conflict to claiming he stopped one, you were not alone, because as usual, Trump himself seemed off kilter and had trouble reading from the teleprompter.
The civilized world must send a clear and unified message to the Iranian regime. Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer.
Yes. Tolerated. I love when he gets in trouble halfway through a word and then rather than just stop and reboot, reaches in his mind for what he thinks the rest of the word is.
Tolerate, tolerate, Toblerone.
This speech swung wildly from bluster to threats to offerings of peace to flat-out lies. In fact, you'll never guess who Trump blamed for the military conflict he provoked by assassinating a top Iranian general.
The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration.
You're blaming Obama for this? What's Trump going to blame him for next? Is Obama the one who told you to breathe in through your nose before every word, like a scuba diver about to go underwater?
What was that again, Lindsay?
This is on par with Reagan's tear down this wall speech.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
These historic accomplishments change our strategic priorities.
This is on par with Reagan's tear down this wall speech.
Despite word from Tehran that their response was over, two small rockets landed Wednesday near Baghdad's Green Zone, where the embassies of the United States and other Western nations are located. The Iraqi military said the rockets landed inside the Green Zone, but there were no reports of casualties. There have been numerous rocket strikes in the Green Zone in recent weeks. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the House would vote Thursday on a war powers resolution aiming to limit Trump's ability to order military action against Iran, saying the measure was necessary because Trump decided to kill this Iranian military commander with a drone strike without consulting Congress, endangering U.S. soldiers, diplomats, and others, quote, by risking a serious escalation of tensions with Iran. The effort to repeal the 2002 Iraq authorization for use of military force is also something Congresswoman Barbara Lee championed for a long time. Senator Tim Kaine is also proposing a similar resolution in the Senate, which Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Rand Paul of Kentucky, Republicans, have said they would support. Unfortunately, the resolution is unlikely to pass the Senate. It probably won't even be brought up for a vote. Mitch McConnell simply won't bring it to the floor. Now, speaking of Senator Mike Lee, he emerged from that classified briefing from the Trump administration on the strike that killed Soleimani and headed straight for the microphones, where he told reporters it was the, quote, worst briefing on a military matter he had ever heard, calling it insulting.
I had hoped and expected to receive more information outlining the legal, factual, and moral justification for the attack. I was left somewhat unsatisfied on that front. The briefing lasted only 75 minutes, whereupon our briefers left. This, however, is not the biggest problem I have with the briefing, which I would add was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate. What I found so distressing about that briefing was that one of the messages we received from the briefers was, do not debate, do not discuss the issue of the appropriateness of further military intervention against Iran. And that if you do, you'll be emboldening Iran. The implication being that we would somehow be making America less safe by having a debate or a discussion about the appropriateness of further military involvement.
Mike Lee ended his remarks by saying he'd support Tim Kaine's War Powers Resolution in the Senate. Meanwhile, reports are surfacing that Nancy Pelosi is getting ready to send those two articles of impeachment over to the Senate sometime soon. The speaker was holding them in an attempt to get the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, to negotiate over witnesses and other aspects of the Senate's impeachment trial, but it seems that won't happen. As McConnell is saying, he has the votes necessary to proceed. He told Pelosi that there will be no haggling on terms of the trial and that the Senate will not cede its authority over the proceedings. Meanwhile, further proving that Pelosi's concerns are warranted, that same man, Mitch McConnell, met with Donald Trump at the White House on Wednesday to walk him through the proceedings of the trial and discuss Republican reactions to impeachment developments. So much for impartiality. In other news, why Americans are so obsessed with the British royal family is beyond me, but the news that Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have announced they were stepping back as senior royals and would divide their time between the UK and North America while working toward financial independence is making big news. And finally, some good news for a change. The nation's cancer death rate dropped by 2.2% from 2016 to 2017 in the biggest one-year decline ever. This according to the American Cancer Society in a new report. The rate has fallen by 29% since 1991. Experts said reduced smoking rates and improved lung cancer treatment helped drive the decline. But cancer is still the leading cause of death for American men and women, just after heart disease. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.